Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
We need vitamins for skin because vitamins are a naturally occurring substance in our skin anyway. And what happens with the good old aging process is that, as with everything, the amount depletes in our skin. And we need certain vitamins to do certain things to keep our skin healthy and looking good.
The words minerals and vitamins and nutrients come up a lot in life, in what we eat and what we put on our skin. But what are the ones we need to be thinking about when it comes to taking care of our skin?
If we sort of start it back, really, when we think about how the skin looks after itself, I mean, up to your mid-20s, your skin really keeps itself hydrated and youthful by this constant process of repair and replenishment. I mean, the skin is a wonderful organ. It's amazingly forgiving, and generally up to our mid-20s, we don't have to worry much about it. It just does its job. As we get older, the processes become less effective, and hence the visible signs of ageing occur. So we break the vitamins down. Really, the two I want to talk about today are vitamin C and vitamin A. We're all fairly familiar with the concept that our diets and certain foods are beneficial to eat because of their vitamin content.
And water. Everyone's always saying water.
Yes, that's a whole new topic of its own. But we can, however, introduce these products into our skincare regimes and that contain vitamins specifically designed for treating our skins.
Vitamin C, when I think of vitamin C, I think of oranges.
Oranges, yes.
So does it?
Yes.
Can we eat our vitamins and will they get to our skin?
Yes, absolutely. They will, but by the time you've eaten them, the natural body's digestive processes, by the time it actually gets to our skin, it's fairly well diluted. Right. And I'm not saying it wouldn't do any good at all, but its efficacy has been reduced sufficiently.
And so what do you said vitamin A and C are the ones we're most keen on. Are there certain times of the day and certain ways to put these on?
Yes, is the short answer. We're very much looking at vitamins. We sort of break it down into sort of three categories, really: protect, prevent, and rejuvenate. If we just talk about vitamin C first, vitamin C is one of the best vitamins as an antioxidant. Our natural cell processes in the body, in the skin, let's talk about, when they're regenerating themselves, they produce oxygen, which is a natural byproduct of cell activity, which is quite healthy, quite normal. But when our skin is exposed to things like UV light, smoking, all the no-nos, you know, pollutants, what we get is too much is sort of produced in a way, and they become what we call free radicals, which I always think sounds a bit like a pop group, really.
It does, really got big in the 80s, the free radicals.
That's right. I think there probably was, wasn't there? and these free radicals are extremely damaging, and they're the ones that cause the lines, the pigmentation, and at the worst, you know, skin cancer if it's UV exposure.
Right.
So what we need, the body does have its own natural antioxidants, and so what they do is effectively gobble up these nasty free radicals that are in your skin.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's why you need them, and that's why when you get old, you're not getting as many antioxidants being produced naturally. That's when we have to start putting them in our skin.
So if we are putting extra vitamin C on our skin,
yes,
more of those antioxidants.
Absolutely. So we look at vitamin C as being very much in the category of protection and preventing, and we start using vitamin C really as early as ever, certainly in mid-20s onwards.
Well, I'm reaching that point. I am bang on mid-20s, so
yes,
any second now I'm going to have to up my vitamin C.
Well, that's right. It's a very, as I say, it's a very naturally occurring vitamin. It's lovely on the skin. The one that I use here, because as you know from previous broadcasts, you know, the products I use here are prescriptive, they're Medigrade. The vitamin C that I sell is a product called Flavo-C. Do you want to just try a little bit on your skin?
Oh, go on then.
Yeah, it's in a nice pipette, and
always to go for back of the hand for these.
It
tests.
Is a back of the hand, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, look at
you
that.
See, yes.
And it's like an oil.
It's an oil, but it's a thick oil. It's quite viscous, and you can see how far it goes. Can you imagine a little bottle of that?
Yes, true.
Would go, and you could just have a little smell, and you tell me if you think. It's always a great mystery.
Oh.
Yes, I know. It
smells like licorice.
Licorice, okay.
Right. We sound like we've never heard that before.
No, not heard anybody say licorice. It's always a bit of a competition, so nobody can really.
That's nice.
We have lots of different ideas. It's a very natural instinct when you put anything on your skin to immediately smell it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not an unpleasant smell, but it's not a perfumey smell, is it?
No.
It smells, I always think, quite I don't know, like it's doing its job.
Yeah. So that vitamin C, that's when we would put that on at what time of day?
You put that on in the morning. My bog standard care advice, really, and when we're starting anybody on new skincare regime, is vitamin C in the morning and vitamin A at night.
And so from C on to A, and A is for bedtime. Tell us about vitamin A.
Right, A is, again, a very powerful vitamin that we use for the skin. It's comes into the class of rejuvenating, and a lot of clients, listeners, may have heard of retinol. It's quite common now to see that in products, because again, you have to make sure that it's pharmaceutically produced so that it absorbs into the skin, not just sits on the surface. You know, this is really important with any skin products. It's a very safe product to use. It's great to use at night because you put it on your skin, you cleanse, then you put the vitamin A on, Retroderm. It absorbs into the skin, leave it about 5 minutes, and then you can put your own moisturiser on afterwards. And that encourages cell turnover. That's what you're trying to get to achieve with Retroderm.
And that, I presume, means that the dying cells are, as you say, rejuvenated.
Yes, that you're getting the cells to work harder, effectively. Mm-hmm. And if we're getting the cells to work harder, it's the cells that are producing your collagen, elastin. These are all the building blocks of your skin.
If somebody wants to come for a good chat with you and you to have a look at their skin and work out what you think is best for them when it comes to getting the vitamins, the right vitamins in the right place, are they able to just come to you?
Yes, absolutely. The best thing is to ring up and make an appointment. The full range of treatments are available on my website, which is montpellierbeautytherapy.com. They can look at my Facebook page, personal message me on there. They can either ring the salon, which is the and hair number, and appointments are made through there, or they can ring me on my work mobile, which is 07543 231 721.
Okay, Judy, thank you very much for having us.
Pleasure. Hope that's been helpful.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.